Muncie's east side entrance on State Road 32 has long been dominated by the former home of Indiana Wire and Steel and King Indiana Forge. Once an EPA Superfund site contaminated by manufacturing waste, its new life will be as a privately owned business park called the Kitzelman Pure Energy Park that brings with it $25 million in private funding. Todd Donetti with the Muncie Redevelopment Commission says there are big plans for the site.
You will see the development of the Danner Building, which is about 100 to 120,000 square foot facility. And you will see the development of the first Shell building. And you know how successful we have been with Shell buildings. This is why it's important. We anticipate that there'll be live-work housing projects that will also be involved in this.
But city officials are touting a different project that will surround the new business park. Muncie plans to spend $9 million to build a new trailhead for the White River Trail, also named after the Kitzelman family. It will use a decommissioned road bridge from Albany as a pedestrian bridge to span the White River and connect the White River Trail to the 62-mile Cardinal Greenway. The Thursday announcement focused so much on environmental improvements that no one in the two-hour presentation talked about creating new jobs. Muncie Mayor Dennis Tyler said the focus was on something bigger.
We know what it's going to do for quality of life, but we also know that that quality of life and the way that we're putting this together will be a terrific economic engine over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. But we had to put this together to begin to kick in that economic engine.
And the business park has its first dedicated tenant in D.D. Danner, a mobile power station manufacturer that already owns a building on Bethel Avenue. In 2013, the company promised to create more than 280 jobs in Muncie by 2017. Now company founder Gary Danner says they'll move out to the Kitzelman Pure Energy Park on East Jackson in 2017, eventually phasing out the use of that building on Bethel. Danner says no new jobs beyond those already announced will be created. Donetti says the projects have a five-year timeline. The first step, though, is to relocate Bunch Boulevard, a street running near the former manufacturing site. Plans show the street will run through the new business park, eliminating a blind corner where it now meets East Jackson Street. City officials will ask the Muncie City Council to approve the move and a $3.5 million bond to finance it on April 4th. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.